this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third and final hour of our Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? And you go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories and videos and photos and stuff that I've
posted this week. I'm putting up all the good news and anything we need to know about and the stuff that needs your input and all kinds of just related animal stuff. It's all really good stuff. So check it out on a regular basis. Give us a like while you're there. And let's see. You can reach us here. We do have open phone lines. It is a harmonic energy shifting day. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon are in the house. And if you would like to have a free remote harmonic energy shifting session for you, for your animal friends, or whatever, they are here, and we have open lines. And local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you want to get a hold of Jude and Paul Ponton, you can check out their website at www.whispering-dragon.com. You can also find them on Facebook, which you're Whispering Dragon.
Yes.
On Facebook. And then, of course, if you'd like to call them to schedule, because remember, if you schedule an appointment for an in-person session at Whispering Dragon by the end of the month or for a remote session by the end of the month, you just have to schedule. It may not happen until January, but that's okay, because as long as you schedule in December, what, you get $10 off?
Well, the in-house ones are for new people.
New people.
Yeah.
Okay. So for new clients,
$10
in-house
off.
Or remotes, $20 off.
And but remotes don't have to be new.
You don't have to be new. You could be a repeat remoter. Okay. So in-house, new patients, $10 off if you book by the end of December. And remotes, new or old, $20 off as long as you book the session by the end of the year.
And just tell us you heard it on Animal World.
Right. And so if you need to call them, it's 206-706-2836. That's Whispering Dragon, 206-706-2836. Now, if you want to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. All righty then. We are going to get back to the phone lines, and very patiently waiting in Seattle is Eleanor. Eleanor, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Oh, wow. Am I really there?
You're really here. Thanks for being so patient.
Wow, this is something. I've listened forever, and I'm kind of nervous and shy, but
Bless your heart for calling.
I'm open.
All right. So you're needing some healing for yourself, huh?
Well, yes. The first thing was I left my relationship of 45 years. So my husband and my adult son are at home with the greyhound and then my cat.
Oh.
Everyone decided that the cat should maybe stay there. She's 8 because it's familiar. And
what's her name?
Her name is Friday. And when I moved, I took almost my house is full, and that house isn't as full, and I just don't want her to think that I just left and took everything and left her behind.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of wanted to see how she was feeling about the whole thing. She gets lots of love and all of that there, but I have some arm and wrist issues that I've had for years, and so if I could get any healing there. But yeah, I was kind of just wanted to get that message to her, see if it was really the right choice.
So kind of work on Friday and her balance and stability, and then you've got some arm and wrist pain that's been chronic going on. Is that
kind of, it flares when I do a lot of raking and shoveling, and I enjoy doing that, so I don't want to stop.
Don't blame you.
Right arm?
Is it the right arm?
Oh, it's both. Ah. And I think it may start from up in the shoulders. But and I do have, I was just re-diagnosed as not diabetic, so So I have lost a lot of weight in this whole big process, and I'm eating so much better.
And, good for you.
But I do have numbness in the fingers, kind of partial. And actually, now that you got me started, on my back, it's kind of like I feel like I've got something else layered there that if I go to scratch it or something, it's kind of like there's some not full nerves, not full feeling there. So I don't know if it's all related to a pinched something or, well, I'd like to think that it could just be.
Well, there's certainly a lot going on in your life. That's a huge shift in and of itself, just separating from family. And not to mention your animal friends.
Right. So it's like I'm 18 again, but I'm not. So I'm starting everything over, and then the finances all kind of fell off. And so I'm in this valley, but looking up.
Well, keep in mind the sound portals on Jude and Paul's website, too, because there is one for abundance. Tranquility, joy, and grounding. And they are all marvelous.
Right. Yes. Now, is that, I'm not a real computer person, but I'll look into it again.
You could always call the office. If you call Paul, I'm sure he could talk you through. Talk you through getting the portals, don't you? I bet he could. You know, it's not that difficult.
No, it's just it's just an email. It's just a MP3 file that we email.
Okay, I got the email, and then when you say MP3, then I kind of go.
Well, it's just a way that information, information is stored and transferred by. You know, it's basically what you see is a little icon that when you on the email when you tap on it, it plays music. It plays sound.
Well, there we go. Okay. Yeah, I just thought maybe I'd die before I had to fall into this whole technology thing, but apparently the old doctor said I was going to live to 120. And
Only
the good die young, so I've got a whole bunch of years ahead of me, and I'd like to make the best of them.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm coming along slowly but surely. You know, I have my first smartphone now, and I'm on my second computer, actually.
I do have Wi-Fi and a tablet, and it works for me sometimes. Sometimes I'm not sure how I got to where I was, but then...
I'm kind of in that same square.
All right,
so it sounds like Jude is starting to work on you now here. I see she's got Mercury and...
New Moon. And I don't know what... where'd you go with it?
I went to the Dew for just nervous system opening...
So, yeah, this is for opening up communication in the nervous system, kind of addresses the kind of back numbness or lack of feeling or whatever it was that was back there. The other thing, Jude, that I was picking up was the, we don't do sort of animal communication per se like Darcy Parisa does. But we do open up... we can open up an energetic connection for that for you, and then all you need to do is just kind of, relax and go into that state and picture, because animals kind of communicate in pictures, you're still holding her, in your love and all of that, both of the animals.
I call it sending mental postcards, Eleanor.
Right. Oh, that's very good.
You just imagine her in your mind and talk to her in your mind like you're talking to yourself silently in your head and imagine it. Love her and you miss her. Now, do you actually ever get to see her?
Yes. And because I'm the only one that really, gives her a dab of milk now and again. And so, if I come in and I feed her, I get her attention. But otherwise, she's a cat, for one. Never been one to rush over. And I know she does get plenty of love and attention. And I do get here, so.
Well, then just the big thing is to let go of any fear and worry. Know that she knows you love her. Send metal postcards.
Okay.
And think good thoughts.
Right.
But just like Paul was saying, this kind of communication happens whether you believe it or understand it or not.
Right.
And then mark your calendar for the second Sunday of January.
Okay.
And that's because that's Darcy Pariso will be in. She's our animal communicator and medium. So you call in the second Sunday of January, and we'll find out how good a job you're doing at sending your mental postcards.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she really still gets, and like I say, she's got her greyhound there, whether, I don't know how close they are, but so, yes. Yes.
And
this
Jude
is the first
opened
time
up
I've
a
been without an animal in pretty much my whole life, but finances and just everything kind of. I almost thought about taking in. I could do animal
fostering.
We had old animals, but the house gets kind of cold. What with my finances, and the heat goes off at night, and then I kind of worry that if I took in an animal, I might not be able to keep it as comfortable.
Well, keep in mind, because you're in the area, you're in Seattle. Shelters, Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville.
Right.
They always need foster homes.
Yeah, well, see, and I thought I could maybe do that, but again, in this time of year. And
well, but there's a difference between hospice and fostering.
Right.
Because if you have, you know, a litter of kittens, or you've got, you know, healthy cats, you know, if it gets a little cold at night, that's not a big deal. So, you know, you might...
One that's not compromised.
Right. And that's a great way when you know you can't commit long-term, when you need some help paying for food and, you know, medical expenses, they do all of that. And then, you know, you take them back to the shelter when you can't keep them any longer, or when they're ready to be adopted or whatever. So that might be a way to help you have some, kitty companions, but not be worried about having to care for them forever.
Right. Yeah, I think I could handle that, because we did go through a few years of elder dog and then dogs, and then, they within the last couple of years, we had to have them both put down. So I've been through it, and I think I can take it, because it just,
All right, and Jude is making you even better.
Considering, I guess there's huskies, and they kind of, I've had those. They don't need it very keeping.
Yeah, so you could foster dogs or cats. Well, let's see, now Jude's continuing to work. It looks like Mercury and Saturn.
She did several things while you were talking. She opened up communication, you know, vibratory communication, you know, channel between you and the animals that are living with your the other part of the family, and then she also has been working on points along kind of shoulders and arms to help with that. She just finished working on using Sedna and Mercury to help with hand sensation in the hands, and opening that up and strengthening that. And now grounding. She's going to use the low ohms to do some grounding here. We're picking up kind of energy that's like a lot of energy up kind of up top in the head, and kind of getting it down and getting it grounded a little bit. It seems like the...
And the forks fell to the floor.
Yeah.
So they're grounding. They're helping the grounding on their own. Here.
Every move is carefully planned.
Yeah.
Well, now my right arm feels pretty good, but I've been holding the phone in my left hand, and it still is tingly. I'm going to switch and see what happens here. Yeah, it seems to be stirred up at night when I lay down, and I do have the wrist splints when I put them on. That helps, but not always.
Is the condition that Eleanor is describing in her hands and wrists, is that something that you work on physically in your office?
Sure. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, so this is something, Eleanor, that Jude and Paul could help you out if you're, you know, wanted to come into the office.
Uh-huh.
Because this is what they do.
Yes. It's just I'm even having to reconsider my health plan because, my finances sort of just...
Uh-huh.
And
so a lot of times insurance will cover it if they do chiropractic or acupuncture. Then they do.
I've been with that, I don't know if I could just say it over the phone, Group Health, and they're merging and this and that. And the coverage I've had, I just can't afford that monthly premium, so I'm kind of scrambling here at the last minute to see if...
Well, when you find out if you have any chiropractic... Ooh, here we come. The ferry boat's coming in. Pua time.
That's This is also because this is tuned to Sedna, so it and Sedna has to do
with for the hands and the fingers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be a lot of help. Yeah, all right, does that feel good?
Good for now, yeah.
All right, so Eleanor, you are fixed for the time being here.
All right, Wyatt, thank you so much for your time, and it's just I'm glad I didn't just clam up because get starstruck. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
And
yes,
you let us know how you're doing. Keep us posted, okay? And you remember you're going to call back for sure when the second Sunday of January for Darcy, okay?
I think you've overcome your shyness.
Okay, I'm marking it on that new calendar.
Yeah, she has overcome her shyness, hasn't she? All right, Eleanor, happy holidays.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. Then we'll get back to the phones. And Neri, hold on to your phone line. Anyone else, if you'd like to call in, we do have open lines, 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues. More with Jude and Paul Ponton. Harmonic Energy Shifting Day right here on Animal World. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell play their favorite holiday songs on Christmas Day and all with no commercial interruption.
On Saturday, we look back on 2015 with our Year in Review show.
Great guests, insightful interviews, and controversial conversations are all highlighted in our last Saturday show of the year.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I love this song, My Favorite Things, and I love the kitty purrs. I hope that comes through on the air and you can hear those kitty purrs. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and say thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about the great NuPro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at NuProSupplements.com. And then, of course, we've been talking about Animal World's Animal Intuitive Communicator, Medium, and Reiki Master, Darcy Pariso. And she is available for private readings over the phone. She also has a hot deal going on. One question via email, $15. Then you don't have to do a full reading. Great deal. And if you'd like to schedule with her, you can check her out at www.darcypariso, and that's Paris with an O, darcypariso.com. Give her a call at 425-280-5132. And remember, she'll be in the studio second Sunday of January. All right. It is a harmonic energy shifting Sunday here on Animal World. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon in Seattle are here. And let's get back to the phones. And waiting very patiently in Bothell, Neary, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Neary. What can we help you with?
First, I want to say how much I appreciate your mission and your training and your program.
Well, thank you.
I've been so in love with all of you since I discovered this. I'm rather new here.
Ah, well, we're welcome to the family.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I really want to be a strong part of the community. I'm an artist, and I'm dedicating a lot of my artwork to worthy causes, and especially animals, and I want to dedicate some to you, your program.
Well, thank you. So what can we do for you?
Well, I have an issue that I've had for many years, and it's really gotten in my way, and especially lately, and it's called telephonophobia.
Telephonophobia. I've never heard of that. You're afraid of the phone?
I made up that word. Yeah, I'm not so afraid of making calls, initiating calls, but I'm afraid of, there's a fear of answering and fear of post-up going to pick up my mail.
Wow, fear of answering the phone and fear of picking up mail. Now, could that relate to having gotten bad news at some time when the phone rang or you opened the mail maybe, huh?
Yes, I'm sure, but it just seems so irrational because I've worked on it.
So you don't have a conscious memory of getting bad news by phone or mail?
Yes, I do have a conscious memory. I thought I was bigger than that. I thought I healed a lot of that stuff. And it's like, I thought about going to a hypnotherapist, but I resonate with all these healing modalities. I mean,
Yeah. Well, let's see if maybe Jude and Paul can like just shake up and clear out this.
Yeah, we all have these things, all this stuff, you know, and things that we find ourselves all the time saying, "Geez, we thought we had worked on that."
we thought we worked on that already.
But there are things that push buttons for most people, and hopefully over time it gets less and less, and sometimes it all goes away at once, but. You know, what I'm picking up is there's a kind of a fear issue, that there's a fear of unknown or fear of, I don't know, this bad news, this fear of finding out, I guess it is bad news, is finding out something that you, I don't know.
Well, she did say she has a conscious memory of something, so that there's been history.
Well, we don't have to know what that is, but it's just... But so Jude did some stuff on the fifth chakra to kind of heal and open communication in the fifth chakra, and what?
Yeah, kidney.
Okay,
Mars and Venus here.
Yeah, this is for fear issues, kidney energy. The fear is the emotion that's associated with kidneys in Chinese medicine, and so she's doing points that have to do with strengthening the kidneys. I remember a time when I never had a phone thing, but I remember a time when I hated opening the mailbox because of bills, you know.
Yeah.
And when I let go of the that fear, bills became less of a problem. So that was interesting.
Yeah, my fear is mostly about banking and bank statements, and it's like I don't have bills, and it's like that I might have to argue with the bank or that I've lost my money. I mean, it's really irrational.
Yeah, well, a lot of fears are irrational, or, you know.
Well, and sometimes we think is irrational in this lifetime is because we don't know that it's a pattern that's come with us from previous. Oh, and Jude is nodding her head here. You're feeling like this is past stuff that's haunting our Neary here?
Yeah, I think I actually think it's an intergenerational pattern.
Oh,
it's a past life intergenerational pattern.
Interesting. All right.
So it's like not this lifetime, but another, and it came through to her from her father's side, but a female relative.
A female relative on the father's side passed it down. Huh, interesting. So but I'm assuming you're unraveling this or whatever.
Yeah, she's working on Chong Lai. When I say rational, what I'm talking about here is you know, we, with our rational minds, we don't always connect with this stuff because a lot of it comes from the unconscious, which is not the rational part. It's usually associated with emotional, kind of emotional stuff or old things that happen that we might even have forgotten about. And so it's not, it's because once you clear the sort of emotional connection to it, you know, vibrationally, then it stops being an issue. So in the field, Jude's also doing Chiron and Nibiru to create, you know, heal old patterns, create new patterns, kind of a new grid for new energy to build on. And she just, like, moved something out that was there.
There's a pattern, some kind of pattern I'm unwinding.
She's unwinding some kind of pattern, she says, and moving it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So hopefully, Neary, you should feel a whole lot better. We're gonna didge this one out of here. So,
and one of the things that the didge does is really clear out debris in all of the chakras. So this is a kind of a good one for that. Cause a lot of times we'll get kind of stuff stuck in more than one place.
I love that. It really does blow stuff out. Now we got the tingshas are coming out. These look like little symbols attached with a leather cord.
Yeah, they're tuned to one another. They're not exactly the same tune. They're just a little bit off. They create what were called ELF, or we call them ELF sounds. ELFs are extreme low frequency, which is kind of a binaural beat kind of thing that helps to clear stuff out.
Ah, Tibetan bowl for you too, Neary. Oh, that one sounds nice.
Part of the thing with a lot of these things that are, you know, fears or whatever are not living in the present moment. You know, it's either fear of what might happen or kind of being attached to old stuff that has happened. So
it's like a terror. There's a terror in it, and it paralyzes me, and it's to my advantage that I would answer the phone and go. I just don't want to be bothered with that kind of negativity. Like a company owes me $4,000, and it's like 3 years, and a friend offered to help me work on it. And it's like, you know, it's too frightening. I don't want to go through that negativity. So I just, you know, get in the vortex and stay happy. And
yeah, part of it is kind of working into a state of neutrality with all of these things too. You're talking about the vortex and all that. Sounds like Abraham Hicks approach, which also, you know, Esther would talk about seeing things in the broader view and maintaining neutrality. And so all of those tools from Abraham Hicks, we think very highly of, are really useful as well.
We also really, when we're stressed and when we're feeling kind of overwhelmed, we use heart space. We drop into the space of our hearts, actually drop our energy down into kind of where the heart chakra is, because that is a place of neutrality, and it gets you out of your head, because your head is what creates all of this chatter about the problem set. It puts you in a kind of sense of duality with what's going on. If you sort of feel the space of your heart, it's really hard to be in that kind of duality because the heart space doesn't support it. And so, I mean, we've used that kind of repeatedly and we practice it kind of on the small stuff so that when something fairly major comes up, we can kind of just go there. But and when I first started to play with this, I was probably dropping into heart space 20 times before breakfast because every little, but it really, the contrast is really noticeable. And so it helps you to take yourself to a place where those dual realities aren't even active.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
No. So I did some stuff about opening heart chakra and like that to help make that easier for you.
Cool.
All right. Cool. So are you feeling complete with Neri's work today?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Neri, you've been forked and
and digit and
bold and all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, bless your heart.
All right, so let's let go of that old pattern for the new year coming up, and you have a very happy holiday.
Oh, thank you very much, and you'll be hearing from me again.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to bring us to taking care of advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Then when we continue, we got to get current events in, so we'll do that. But we'll probably have time for another call or two if you'd like to call in. We have wide open phone lines, local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I love the chipmunks do Alvin, the Jingle Cats do Alvin the Chipmunk stuff. It's very cool. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're winding down our Merry Christmas edition of Animal World with the Jingle Cats. And we do have open phone lines. We're going to take care of current events here shortly, and then we would have time for at least one more phone call. So if anybody, you're sitting out there thinking, oh, I just don't have the nerve. Well, we've had two people that were shy and didn't have nerves, and they did just fine. And we've got time if you want to pick up your phone now, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And during the break, you heard about Northwest School of Animal Massage. I just encourage you to check them out. Fabulous campus on Vashon Island. They also have campuses now all over the world. And you can, if you're wanting to be an animal massage therapist and learn about that, they do have distance programs available online. And so you can do all your studying wherever you are, and then you just have to make it to a campus location somewhere for certification. That works really well. They also do classes for all kinds of folks. So check them out, www.nwsam.com, and look for the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. And let's see. Before we do current events, because we are just going to go into current events, but it sounds like you've got an interesting class coming up, Jude and Paul, in January. So tell us about that.
Yes, this is the first time we'll have taught this class. It's a planetary alchemy class. And
planetary alchemy.
Hmm. Yeah. Basically, you know, the alchemists were trying to sort of shift frequencies, and they used influences of the vibratory influences of the planets. And so they identified correspondences with different plants and gemstones and areas, tissues of the body, and sounds and mantras. And so we've put together a little one-day class to help people to learn about what those correspondences are and how they can use them for their own benefit. So it's January 16th.
January 16th.
Today, Saturday, from 10 to 5:30
with a lunch break.
And it should be really fun. We give people lots of lists and little symbols to play with, because symbols are very powerful also. And just using the energy. You know, we work with the planetary vibrational stuff in our work, and what we found is that there are all kinds of other correspondences that people have identified hundreds of years ago. Thousands of years ago. And we can actually, and we play with some crystals and some stones also in our work, and so we've decided that, you know, people could benefit from learning how to sort of play with some of those things for themselves.
That sounds really great. Now, any prerequisites? Do we have to have studied anybody else, or all of us are invited for the class?
You just want to come.
Cool. How much?
$125
for the full day.
Yeah.
Okay, and the information on whispering-dragon.com under events or classes or something?
I think it's posted on our homepage on the first page, so just when the page comes up, just scroll down to the middle of the page.
And to register, give you a call?
Yeah.
It's also in our newsletter, which there's a copy of on our Facebook page.
Excellent. Okay. So, and if Whispering Dragon, the phone number is 206-706-2836 if you want to register.
And we also have an Acutonics Level 1 class coming in.
For anybody who wants to learn Acutonics to be able to do it. When does that come up?
The end of the month.
Yeah, it's towards the end of January.
And it's a 3-day class. And continuing education units available for massage practitioners and
acupuncturists.
Excellent. Okay, well, you get me all that stuff for current events.
Okay.
And speaking of that, let's take time to do current events. Okie dokie, not a lot of new stuff going on here, but some stuff here, especially finishing up the end of the year. Remember, lots of benefit calendars available. Perfect Pals 2016 calendar is available, $15 plus $1 shipping. You can do that via internet at www.perfectpals.org. And mark your calendar for the annual Perfect Pals Benefit Average Joe Cat Show. That will be next year, 2016, almost just right around the corner, May 7th at the Spartan Recreation Center in Shoreline. Remember, winter is almost here. It happens tomorrow. And that means the pigs at Pigs Peace Sanctuary up in Stanwood need lots of fresh hay for bedding to keep their little piggy bodies warm during the winter. And because the problem is the little piggies eat their beds. They eat the hay. So they need a constant replenishing of their bedding because I guess they get hungry while they're sleeping. And so the pigs eat their bed. So check them out, www.pigspeace.com. .org. Let's see here. Oh, and remember, we still got time in the Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Their annual pet food drive goes through December 31st. 20 local businesses are hosting a donation food barrel. You can find out who by going to the Homeward Pet Adoption Center website, which is homewardpet.org. Or you can donate at the Homeward Shelter Wednesday through Sunday between noon and 6 p.m. And check out the other locations online. Remember today, and you've still got time if you want Santa Paws photos with your well-behaved animal friends, you can do it benefiting and by Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and they are at the Greenwood Mud Bay store right now. They start at 10 o'clock and they go to 2 p.m., so you still got time to get your animal friends over there and get your Santa Paws pictures. $10, you get both a printed photo and a digital one. Then they also, Meow has 2016 calendars available. They are $10 plus $2 shipping. You can purchase them online at meowcatrescue.org, or you can call them and order one. You can pick them up at the shelter, of course, as well. But the phone number is 425-822-6369. And all of the details for this stuff is on the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events. Oh, and also another mark your calendar for Meow's 11th annual Fine Wines and Felines. That's a fabulous affair. That's an auction and fundraiser for Meow. And that will happen next summer, Saturday, June 18th. 2016. So mark your calendars for that. And then we know we've got June and Paul's, let's see, I jotted it down, Planetary Alchemist class. How cool is that? Sounds like we'd really be intelligent after we do that. Planetary Alchemy, that sounds really cool. And that will be on Saturday, January 16th at Whispering Dragon in the Greenwood area of Seattle, 10 to 5:30. with a lunch break, $125 for the day. Check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or give them a call at 206-706-2836. Okay, well, we are on the downside of this week's show, so not a lot of time left. But let's talk about, for any of those last-minute Christmas shoppers out there, you've got online, you could, I mean, the sound portals could be gifted.
And we also can do a custom sound portal. If you want something that hasn't been done, you can call us and say, well, we'd like to have something sort of for this kind of thing, and we can put it together and send it to you or whoever you want it sent.
So you would be happy to do custom sound portals. The sound portals that are up on the website for really inexpensive, what are they, $12, I think?
I think the portals are 15 and the crystals are 12.
Portals are 15, crystals are 12.
The custom portal is like 20.
And custom is like only $20, so yeah. That's real reasonable.
Yeah.
And you go to whispering-dragon.com, you click on other services, I think, and then click on sound portals too. And right now you can get abundance, grounding,
joy,
and tranquility.
Yes. And wouldn't it be cool to give joy for Christmas?
Yeah, yeah. What a great thing. It's something that just keeps, one of those gifts that keeps on giving.
Right.
Now, the other thing you have are the little crystals that you program and charge up with good energy and stuff for specific purposes.
Yeah.
And you can get these little crystals for your friends or for your animals, for yourself, and they charge them up with whatever you want in them.
Mm-hmm.
They're only $12.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That includes shipping.
And that includes shipping,
yeah.
If you ship now. And, you know, who knows if they'd have time to actually get you something before Christmas this year, but you could get on it right away. But if you're in the greater Seattle area and want to cruise by Whispering Dragon, you could come in and pick them up. So
Yeah
we just have to have time to actually do them. And
yeah, it doesn't take that long. So just as long as we're not in with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So call ahead. You know, we can do it. And then
your end of the year special is if you book a session by the end of this month. You don't have to go in for the session this month. You just have to book it by the end of this month. But as long as you book a session by the end of this month, then for new patients in person, that's $10 off. For anybody, remote session, it's $20 off.
Yes.
Old or new, you can have a remote for $20 off.
Yeah, we've already had a couple of people take advantage of that, and we've done already in December. So
excellent. And that is good through the end of December.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Super. And I think we covered all the bases with that stuff. Oh, no. You also said you've got a beginning Accutonics class coming up.
Right.
So tell us about that briefly.
So that would be for people who actually want to learn how to use the Accutonics sound healing system. It's the first class in the beginning of the certification program, but people can take just one class and kind of plug it into other stuff that they're doing or use it for themselves or their loved ones. We have a lot of people who are energy practitioners of other kinds who add this to what they're doing. It's a three-day class, and it does. There are continuing education units available for massage practitioners and for acupuncturists.
Excellent. I'm also thinking that your book is a great gift idea, Accutonics for Cats and Dogs.
Yes.
And for somebody that's an energy worker or something, that would be a great gift.
Well, and actually the book is actually designed to be used if you're not even an energy worker and you just want to use it
for your own animals,
friends.
Right.
So we have it sort of broken down so that you can work with it on different levels.
All right.
And we have books at the office.
Any big plans for the holidays, you guys? You're just hanging close to home?
We're hanging close to home. I used to, when I went to chiropractic school in the Midwest, we used to fly home every Christmas, and I decided that unless somebody made me an offer I couldn't refuse, I wouldn't travel on the holidays because it's so crazy.
Yeah, probably a good thing to stay close to home because we've got lots of snow going on in those passes. And,
I hear,
I was just saying some prayers last night for all of those that have to travel this week that hopefully it will lighten up a bit for them so they can get back and forth across the passes.
Because I heard at one point, even if you wanted to go skiing, you couldn't kind of get there because everything was kind of closed up.
That's been kind of tough. Are we better in the passes right now, Mike? Mike says we're kind of okay right now, it sounds like.
We're grateful for the snow in the mountains.
It's a little tough sledding, pardon the pun, going over Snoqualmie. They had a lot of snow last night. They're expecting much more today. But I was looking at the roads earlier. Chains were required this morning, but it looks like just traction tires are advised now. So that's a sign that the roadways are improving a bit. But if you are headed that way,
the big signs of Monroe,
bring your chains and in fact your patience, because it can weather conditions can change in a
a heartbeat. Yeah, and I think you're required to have chains on board now at this time of year.
You're not required to have them on board. However, if you don't have them and you get stuck, you get ticketed. So it's a subtle,
difference.
But definitely bring your
chains. If you get busted, you're in trouble. All right. Well, boy, we are smack out of time. And just want to let you know that next Sunday is Encore Animal World Sunday, and we're going to rerun the Chinese Herb Show with Chinese Herbs, Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs for You with David and Tia Akrish. We're in the studio, learn about the Chinese herbs and how they can help you and your animal friends and kind of get to know them, and because we're going to be doing a lot more with Chinese medicine and the Chinese herbs coming up in the new year. That'll be next Sunday. The week after that, the first Sunday of January, we're going to welcome in the new year with a new member of the Animal World family. Vicki Draper's going to be in the house, and I'm really excited to have her in because I've been aware of her work for many years. I've been referring her clients for her flower and crystal essences for a long time because she's the only local essence practitioner that I know does a fabulous job, and her essences really work. So be sure and tune in for that. And I want you all have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy whatever it is that you do, Happy Holidays. And how about we get peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and all that good stuff for the new year. And thank you, Mike. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Jude and Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks everybody out there.
Blessings for a great new 2016, and I'll talk to you and see you next year. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.